USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is playing his cards close to his chest. The new Stand Your Ground bill that the state's Republican-led Senate approved Friday, and that now heads to DeWine's desk. The bill, which passed 18-11, would remove the requirement that someone must try to retreat before shooting in self-defense. DeWine said he'll address the issue in the week ahead. Congress appears to be set to vote on Sunday on a $900 billion coronavirus aid package after senators struck a late-night compromise to clear one of the final hurdles. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer told reporters at the Capitol late Saturday, "If things continue on this path and nothing gets in the way, we'll be able to vote tomorrow," end quote. Healthcare workers were the first nationwide to receive the COVID-19 vaccine last week, but a doctor at Houston Memorial Medical Center said Wednesday that half of the unit's nurses don't want it, calling it a political toy. USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries and comes with a hand-crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax magazine. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
If you can't believe the Michigan governor is using Santa Claus to inculcate kids against their parents' Christmas plans, think again. Let's be thankful we don't live across the pond. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has lockdown details.
In the UK, Britons are bracing for a Christmas under lockdown, as Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Saturday new, tighter coronavirus restrictions. London and areas in southern England that have seen surges in COVID cases will now fall under new restrictions that will prohibit non-essential travel to and from those areas and ban mixing of households, canceling plans to allow so-called Christmas bubbles over the holiday. Johnson says he couldn't see any other alternative in trying to control the spread of the virus.
When the science changes, we must change our response. When the virus changes its method of attack, we must change our method of defense. And as your Prime Minister, I sincerely believe there is no alternative open to me.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you follow politics, you understand the importance of Georgia's Senate runoff elections in the first week of January. USA Radio News' Tim Berg takes a closer look at the Peach State elections.
Former President Barack Obama is appearing in a series of new campaign ads ahead of Georgia's key Senate runoff elections. Senator Kamala Harris set to visit the state next week. Meanwhile, last week, Vice President Mike Pence was in Georgia campaigning for both Republican candidates. As far as how the polls are looking for the candidates in Georgia, Trafalgar Group's Robert Cahaley tells Fox News.
We're seeing a little bit of movement. This is our third poll in 3 weeks, and we are showing that for our first time in any of our polls, we're showing a lead for Purdue. It's still very, very close with the, certainly within the margin of error at 50.2 to 47.5. And on the, in the other one, the special, we are showing Loeffler maintaining the lead that she's had on most of our surveys, and she's at 52-2 versus 45-5 for Warnock.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Threat prevention experts warn that online shoppers expecting package deliveries are subject to fake delivery notices. Hackers phishing for your personal information is up 440% this year. Experts say don't click links in email. Go directly to their website in your web browser. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.